when is a group not a group? It's always what you know, and I say this because, you know, we had back in the '60s the Temptations, you know, mm-hmm. when David Ruffin left, they brought in Edwards. What's his name?
Dennis Edwards.
Dennis Edwards. They brought him in. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, all of them started leaving, apart from Otis was the only one. And at one point, Otis was the only one with five or four other guys. But people sort of, they were still the temps. They're still the temps because, you know, Otis is there. Uh-huh. Recently, we had Joe and is it Tanya from Jade announced that they
Joey
are
and Tanya.
They're going back on the road, and yeah. as Jade, and they've got somebody who's going to be filling in as a guest, and a lot of people said that's not Jade because Di is not there.
That's funny because when you posted that video of them singing "Bless It,"
At first I
was squinching my eyes. I'm like, Harpo, who's the women? Like, I was trying to figure out who that was because they didn't look like Jay that I remember.
Yeah.
But the more I switched my eyes, I saw it. Like, because the light-skinned girl threw me off. Her name is Tanya. I didn't recognize her. I'm like, is that her? They all look good because they look so young in that video. I was, you know, they have to be in their 50s now or close to it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow, they look good. And then I panned over to the left and I'm like, okay, wait, I definitely don't know who this is. So it's a new member that's actually, if you watch the video, it's listed as
guest member.
I guess special guest. Yeah. So she's not she probably is not a permanent member, but she's probably just someone that they're going on tour with.
Yeah. I think she was from The Voice.
Yeah, she can sing. The girls can sing. They sounded great.
Yeah.
They sounded great in that. They look like money. Like, they look like they were about to make some money because they look really, you know, attractive. They're an attractive package to me. I think that they're definitely poised to be successful. The thing is that there will be people that really want the return of all three members, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the only thing. And I was disappointed too, because, you know, I love the lead, you know, well, she's considered the lead singer, but they all, if you go back to the albums, they all share leads.
Okay.
You know, it's that she led the most popular songs. Like, okay. Yeah. So Diana Ross Reed, she's been approached in the past, as far as I know, according to Joy, she's been approached about possibly reuniting in the past. And she was, you know, on tour with Rod Stewart and, you know, booked and busy. So she just unfortunately couldn't do it. And so prior to this, they actually reunited like 4 years ago.
Okay.
And they put out a single. So they have reunited and reached out to Diana Ross. I'm going to keep calling her Diana Ross Reed because that's what this is reminding me of. But anyway, so, you know, she was busy, so they went forward. I don't see anything wrong with getting another member to fill in and collect on that 90s nostalgia tour stuff that's going on. It's crazy mm-hmm. now. Everybody's back getting that bag, getting money. So I'm all for it.
So the thing is that when I posted, and I have to make this disclaimer because I do talk to Di, so I have to. I'm going to be. So I'm not going to comment because it'd be impartial and stuff. So, but what I'm saying is that a lot of people said it's not Jade because Di is not not a part of that, and even though two out of the three were there, because Di wasn't there, they saying it's not Jade and we don't accept it. And as I said, and I wonder then, is that when does a group not become a group? Does it matter who is not there? So if Di was there with Tanya, would they say, oh yeah, that's Jade? Or if Di was there with Joy and Tanya's not there, would we say, oh yeah, that's still Jade because Di is there, the more recognizable lead front of the group? When does when you know, because do you share that? That it is not
really,
if Di is not there, or if Di was there with one other, people might be more accepting of it being Jade.
I think specifically with this group, Jade. If Diana Ross Reed was there with Tanya, I think it, and not Joy, I don't think that, I still think it would still be the same opinion. I think because they all added something vocally. The fan, the actual fans of Jade know that they all kind of lead different songs. Like One Woman was, which One Woman, is that the name of it? One Woman? That was leaded by Joy. I Want Your Love, the first, very first single, which I loved, was led by Tanya. So it still would be different. You know, it's just that Don't Walk Away was the big runaway smash. And everybody remembers Do Right, which I love that song. It's just a sexy song. And, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's, you know, they remember. I think that, you know, Diana Ross Reed has such a presence in that group. She was just like forefront. She was very charismatic. She looked and felt like a lead singer. So yeah, people definitely more so with her than maybe the other members, they would be more married to the idea of, if Di isn't there, I can't, you know what I'm saying? But, and I'm just being playful. I love Di. I hope she's doing well. And I don't have any ill will towards her. I she seems like a real sweet person. It's just that, and I haven't had any conversations or anything like that with her, but I just, you know, I feel like, for the fans, it's been over 25 years since you guys had broken up. I don't understand why it's been so hard to reunite over all of these years. And even now, you know, but let's get back to your question though. Yeah. So what makes a group? So right now we have Jade, we have 2/3 of the group.
Yeah.
For most of us, no, it's not Jade. I will concede to that idea because of that fact. Because they all shared leads, they all brought something to that harmony. I think we've seen it with En Vogue. It's just not En Vogue. They have a new member, Rona, I can't pronounce the name, Rona Bennett, I believe.
Yeah.
When we lost, you know, not, I don't say like lost, like she died, but when we got, it felt like it. But when Dawn exited.
Yeah, Dawn especially.
And it was just, yeah, it was the dynamic sound. The sound. See, we don't understand. Like a lot of times the sound is different. The texture, the harmonies. And then when they brought in Rona, the sound, the harmonies are not the same as what it was. And the whole sound of the group is different. You get married to the sound because you're listening to the music so often. When you don't hear someone hitting those notes the same way, or their delivery is not the same of the lyric, it's very off-putting.
Well, the same with Boyz II Men. When Mike left, I mean, people thought, well, he didn't really sing much, but people said, we recognize his vocals are missing in Boyz II Men.
Right. He contributed.
He did. And his look, the look and feel of the group, you know, we got used to the four. When he went down to three, it just felt like they were, it didn't feel right. It still doesn't feel as right as to when they were four. And they elected not to bring in a new person. And I wonder, because Bobby left New Edition, they brought in Johnny. I thought Johnny was trying to steal the limelight from Ralph, but eventually we got used to Johnny. And I wonder if say Boyz II Men brought in another bass, would we feel okay, you know, we miss Mike, but we can still feel the same way.
I think them not bringing in a third member, just like with 112, not bringing in two other members, it's a money thing. They can split the money with Boyz II Men. They can split the money three ways. You know, you know, it is what it is. They, you know, they will say otherwise, but that's the truth. And 112 is, well, they were saying that they had potential replacement members that were famous names that they couldn't mention. I doubt it. I think that really what it is that they make more money. They're seeing more money in from that touring with just the two of them. Even though, you know, the bookings may not be as much with them being a duo now, they're seeing more of the money and they have more control and they don't have to, like, you know, fight or, you know, consult with other members. They can just do what they want to do.
I think, but when you talked about, I don't think people notice that they're just two, because they have the two dancers that they all look and dress like them. So you won't necessarily notice, because Q and Daron, and Muslim is the more popular member, or was always the more popular member of 112, because he was slim and he was singing lead on most of their biggest hits. So I think they can get away with how right. how it is. Yeah.
But and with the scenario ahead. You brought up, if Slim was okay, so if we had a group with Slim, Mike, so we got all four members. If okay, Slim was there, but let's say Mike wasn't there.
Yeah.
The group could still go on. Cause Slim is identified with that package.
Yeah. Yeah.
We really honestly, when you say, well, what song has Mike led? The average fan can just call out a song we don't know. But Slim is on pretty much all of the singles.
Yeah.
So it's just certain groups is different things. And when you brought up the Temptations, the reason it was more acceptable then is because of course we didn't have the music video. We didn't have, it wasn't as visual as it used to, as it is now. Yeah. So if they did swap out, you know, members, we definitely would, you know, not know because we don't see them. So, yeah. But when they changed lead singers from David Ruffin to Dennis Edwards, like he brought a whole nother sound. So it, you know, it's possible.
The music had switched yeah. at the same time in the 70s. So it was a yeah. different style of music, which fits his voice, his vocals and stuff.
Right. And so it can be done. Like this young girl, if they made her, and I'm talking about Jay right now, if they made her a member, and they plan to make new music, because that, I mean, ultimately I would hope is their goal. She may have a young style that may fit what's going on right now. And the other two members still look good. They look nice. So they, it to me, I think they could make a comeback. The problem with Diana Ross Reed is I don't know that she is that committed to it. Like she seems like the kind of person that might sign up for a few concert dates. But if, you know, Rod Stewart starts calling from the nursing home that he want to go back on tour, you know, she will go running like, oh, let me get that, you know, let me go get that white folks money. Cause you know, that white folks money, tour money is different from our money, you know? So it's a little bit more alluring. So I'm just playing that, but it is what it is. I think that would she be committal to an album? Cause she didn't seem very committal to that brand. And the only person that's really been keeping that, and I've been following them for the years, the only person that's been keeping that brand afloat and kind of like in people's minds and trying to do something with it has been Joy, because Joy's been the only one that's been visibly trying to release solo music, which, you know, she has some good music. I like some of the songs. I mean, she was never my favorite vocalist in the group, actually, but, you know, her voice has gotten so much better and she sounds so mature and so seasoned now as a vocalist. I like some of the songs she's done, but she also is, you know, the main one kind of doing interviews and speaking on behalf of the group. So, you know, while we do identify Di as the, you know, lead singer and she's very important to the image and the sound of the group, has she really been that dedicated to the group? Has she really worked hard to get the tour that's in question, you know? So, I mean, I don't want to keep harping on Di because I love her and I hope she does make things right with them,
but I was wondering though, because we have intro that when Kenny uh-huh. has passed away, we have High Five that lost Tony Thompson has passed on. Uh-huh. H-Town, Dino, who was their lead singer, has passed. I know that Silk, I think half their members have moved on. Same thing has happened with Shy.
But the only person that matters in Silk is Little G, so that's all.
Yes, I'm talking about Shy. And then also, you know, even as yet. So when you have groups,
those aren't the groups.
Members move out and they still have maybe one original person from the group, like H-Town. High Five. It's only Mac. Right. Is the only person who was in from the beginning.
That's not H-Town.
No, H-Town. High Five.
I'm sorry. That's not High Five. That's what I meant to say. Yeah, that High Five reincarnation now, that's not High Five. First of all, the Tony Thompson was really the only one that sang in that group. Even background-wise, if you go back and read the actual credits, there were other people filling in the harmonies in the backgrounds, and they dubbed, you know, Tony's voice. I'm sorry, Tony Thompson's voice. So, you know, go read the credits. Like they really were just like background dancers and he was the lead singer. So they really could kind of swap out anybody in the background, but Tony Thompson was High Five.
But then do we say the same with Tony, because when Raphael left and now that it's just his brother that's in there with two other guys and Christian Riley has left, but it's Do we still look at Tony and say, well, it's not really, because Raphael, who was their main lead singer, is no longer part of the group?
I say that that's not Tony. But this is the thing. If you can come up with good music, that's what everybody's ignoring. A good song will make you forget that this is not the lead singer, or this is not that person. I have yet to see, with the exceptions of the Supremes, they did have some good songs after Diana Ross left. They had a couple of hits. Like, they didn't, like, you know, they have a whole bunch of hits, like, you know, a string of hits, but they had like two or three hits. If you have a good, strong hit song, or good music in general, you should be okay. And I have never seen a group, I've rarely seen a group overcome losing a member. And I remember there was a group in the 90s, Portrait, and their first album, they lost a member. But the good thing about it is the person they replaced the guy with looked like him, he sounded like him, so we didn't really even notice it. Which, like, there's like a clone or something. Like, where did you get this guy? Did you grow him in the lab? He looked like the guy. I didn't even know until they said, like, hey, this is our new member. And I'm like, wait. And I think his name was even the same too. So it was just really weird. But they were successfully switched out members. And
yeah, but they only had that one hit, though. Here we go again. I mean, who
one Portrait. You're overseas, so I think that idea of hits in the 90s, different.
I mean, they had the big hit, but they weren't.
They had one big hit. We have to stop classifying people by just one big hit, because if you go on an R&B, you have to go to the R&B charts, like what songs resonate with people, because they had other songs.
Yeah.
And like the How Deep Is Your Love remake. You know, they had Day by Day. I mean, they had other songs that people liked.
They had
other
songs, but yeah, not they didn't blow up.
But
yeah, I mean, I guess you're right, because if you replace a member of the group, Blackstreet,
okay, and this is the difference with Blackstreet. I'm glad you brought up Blackstreet. Because Blackstreet always seemed like the Teddy Project. It never really felt like an actual vocal group. Like, they never felt like an organic group to begin with. Mm-hmm. And they already started out switching out members. Like, when they put out the first song,
Baby Be Mine.
They had Stone Street. And he was gone right after that single. It was like, okay, so we were already prepped for, okay, this is Teddy's project. It's all about Teddy. He's trying to make a group. We never thought of it as an organic group. So when Dave Hollister and Levi came in, I mean, they were already there, but when that whole incarnation came, where they had those two, you know, we didn't question it. Then when they switched them out, it was, you know, nobody really raised the eyebrow when they changed members. Because it's
No Diggity was such a massive hit that.
Right.
By the time you recognize that, where's these guys? The song was already big, and then, you know, they moved on to Don't Leave Me. So they had and Mark was just such an exceptional singer.
I think that version of the group just had a better look too. They look more youthful, they look more slim, they were more in shape. So I think that they really resonated better visually. And when you brought up Intro, no, that's not Intro. Without Kenny Green, that's not Intro, because he was the creative force behind the group. He wrote most of the songs. He is the voice you identify with.
When it comes to writing,
Intro.
He did write with Buddy, but vocally, yes. And I think it's the same with our most famous popular R&B group is SWV, and you know, Coco vocally, and they all add something. You know, Taj and Lily add a lot to the group, and I think Lily's actually pop more of the takes a lot of the lead business wise and interviews and stuff. But then I wonder if the fans, if Coco said she couldn't make some dates, would we take SWV as, oh, it's SWV with Taj and Lily? Or if Taj said, that's it, I'm gone, and it's Lily and Coco, and they brought in somebody else, would we still say, okay, we're fine with SWV because we still remember Coco? And I do always wonder, some people might say, no, without Taj, that's not SWV. Some people say, oh, as long as Coco's there, that's fine. And I wonder if it's just personal preference, and maybe so, because the promoters too might be looking and thinking, if we can get away with it, we can, if you can sing the songs.
We're not going to accept any version without the all three ladies, because the other two have successfully elevated their profile in the public. You know, if this was like 2000 or maybe 2001, we may not have been so against it. But I think now we've seen they've had a reality show. Lili and Taj have been, you know, Taj has been in reality shows. They've kind of elevated their profiles a little bit more, and we have grown to love their personality. And I think with Taj and Lili, we love their personalities, where we might not necessarily love Coco's personality, but we love her voice. So that's kind of why it works with her. Like Coco is a very, you know, I mean, like I said, unfortunately, she wasn't able to make it as a solo artist. But, you know, she is the voice of that group. Without Coco, there is no SWV. That's just hands down. However, even with just Coco and Taj, that's not SWV. So that's the good thing about it. They've elevated their profiles. Yeah. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, I don't really personally have, I'm not married to certain ideas, you know, like with Drew Hill, they swap, you know, out Woody for other members. I was all for it, but the music just wasn't hitting right. Like, it wasn't great. Come back with some great stuff. You actually pointed out a good example of coming back with a hot record and all is forgiven, all is forgotten. Most of these groups, when they lose a member, all of a sudden they want to whoever wanted to really be the lead singer at the point, they shift themselves in that spot and they think they can carry the group, or they'll bring in someone that has a totally different voice that doesn't even match what they're known for. So it's just, I don't know.